السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. كيف أصبحتم؟ أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله والحمد لله، لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. رب أسألك خير ما في هذا النهار وخير ما بعده، رب أعوذ بك من شر ما في هذا النهار ومن شر ما بعده، رب أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر، رب أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار ومن عذاب في القبر. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. يا الله، please help us be of those who listen to the words of admonition and follow the best of them. بسم الله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، والحمد لله حمدا أبدا سرمدا، حمدا يليق بجماله وجلاله وكماله في جماله وجلاله، حمدا يليق بجزيل عطائه ونعمائه، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف أنبيائه سيدنا مولانا محمد الصادق الأمين الرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين وأصحابه الغر الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعلنا منهم، اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا لذكرك. Ya Allah, please open the hearing channels of our hearts to your dhikr. Ya Allah, please help us be of those who listen to the words of admonition, listen to them, internalize them, absorb them, and strive to actualize them, and do not ignore them, and do not relegate them to a tertiary position, and do not relegate them to behind the closets. May we be of those who, as we learn and as we understand, most importantly, we strive to actualize. The path to Jannah is through our deeds, not our bare knowledge. The path to happiness, the path to the ultimate freedom, is the action, the sa'i, the doing, the energy we spend inside of us to control and to oppose the negative energies and drives inside of us. Wonderful, as Sister Abdul Rahman mentioned, ilm and amal, they are so related. Ilm, alima, amala. It's probably only in Arabic, in the Quranic language, that it is so obvious. Knowledge, deed, two different, completely words and structures. Ilm, alima, amal, amala. The same letters, ayn, lam, mim. Just an order changed, which means it's a permutation of the other. Ilm and amal, ilm and amal. There can be no ilm, true ilm, true ilm, without true amal. And thus the challenge begins at every moment in our lives. The challenge is in our homes. The challenge is in our work. The challenge is in the street, in the market. The challenge is everywhere. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us that. No, I did not forget, and I meant to say it in the middle, and then now I remember it again. Please remember our dear beloved student and Sheikh Salman's father passed away yesterday, and He is on his way, Sayyid Salman, to Canada to attend the funeral. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who closed the chapter of his life in four dimensions, open his new chapter with forgiveness, with rahmah, with merciful love in the other dimensions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his children and his family after him and his loved ones patience and steadfastness in the obedience of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make them to him a sadaqa jariyah and amal salih. Ya Rabbi Ameen, Ya Rabbi Ameen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Wa rudda ilayna akhana Sayyid Salman inshaAllah ta'ala tayyiban sahihan zaidan fi imanihi wa zaidan fi tawakkulihi ala Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ilm and amal. And that requires this nafs inside of us to be known, to be addressed, and to be controlled, and to be tamed, and to be disciplined. So Allah created us to be. He put in us this nafs, which we call nafs, the self, as an identity of a human being, different than an angel. An angel does not have a nafs. In the sense, we identify nafs in the spiritual sense. The angels do not have a nafs in the sense we speak of it in the tazkiyah of the nafs. Why? That's why they are programmed, if you will. They are created only to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't have a choice between evil and good, and to choose sometimes evil and sometimes good through striving inside of them. The fact of striving inside, it's because inside of us there are different inclinations. That's the nafs. And that's the source of the so-called freedom of choice. Freedom of choice that we oftentimes in the current modern era, we brag about. It's actually because of the nafs. If you say, I have freedom of choice, it's like you say, I have a nafs. Yes, we have a nafs. That's why we have freedom of choice. That's why we make sometimes terrible choices, terrible decisions, evil ones, because we have nafs. And so Allah created us with that nafs in order to make a choice, deliberate choice, to love the divine by choice. And to love the divine and to obey the divine by that love by choice. It's this dichotomy. It's this problem of the nafs, having the nafs ammara, and yet it is the field of the nafs that leads me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Crossing the field of the nafs, that is the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why last time, before I continue here, we close with Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his divine wisdom willed that this nufus that we have, that he created with different inclinations, that we are to buy them, we are to free them, buy them and free them, buy them from their slavehood and servitude to other than the divine. By them from being confined to the created realm, to be free in the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum. So that I strive to align my drives, my inclinations, my emotions, whether positive or negative, including anger and high-temperedness, that I align all of those with what he loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with what he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is not in, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his essence, he is not in the creation. So he is not part of the conflicts that we feel as creatures in the creation. Is subhanahu wa ta'ala the creator of creation. And thus, when we are completely in him, in that sense, we are completely free, because we are outside of the inconsistencies that we experience in creation. And therefore, the challenges and the difficulties and the conflicts and the opposites and the challenges, etc. Allah is outside of that. Allah is the creator of that. فَلَمَّا أَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ when my qalb is connected to him, I'm outside of that. Like imagine you enter a room that is filled with noise, 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 and it's everybody is closed in there. And as long as you are there, you're subject to that noise. So somehow an opening opens and you go outside and the door is closed and it's all quiet. Because you're not inside. When the qalb is with Allah, the person is not in the world in terms of his qalb. And therefore, protected from the negative consequences of the noise in which one is. And thus, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ when they belong to Allah, when they are in with Allah Azza wa Jal, they are at peace. So they are in Jannah. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ And that's why when we are sometimes in sincere dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is like we pull away from the moment and from the noise. And then we attain what some of you must have experienced, that which we call tuma'nina, serenity, tranquility, peace. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. Amwalahum, because also we all want to possess, we all want to have, we all want to have resources, wealth, and therefore power. Resources and wealth lead to power. We all want to have that. And to have that, it takes hard work. It takes a lot of conflicts to resolve. It takes a lot of noise. It takes a lot of competition. It takes a lot of fear to lose wealth. It takes a lot of hard work to have that wealth and to multiply it and to preserve it and to be afraid to lose it. All of that is a source of tribulation for the nafs. اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم. Once the mal is not in my heart, I am free from those consequences of caring for wealth, wanting wealth, protecting wealth, multiplying wealth, etc. It comes with its problems. Once it leaves my heart, I'm in Jannah, before the ultimate Jannah. To remove it from my qalb, therefore to give to the needy and the poor, and never to say no to the one who asks you. Be mindful, sisters and brothers, sometimes someone, Allah will send you someone in the least expected of moments, give me, and you have, and you don't give. Who knows what that meant? You who claim to seek the divine, you who claim to seek his nearness, you who claim to seek tazkiyah, do you think that Allah is going to inform you, I sent somebody to you to test you? Do you think that's what you're going to expect? No. That's going to come sometimes in the least expected of moments. And the challenge is there. Do you give or don't you give? Do you want to keep or do you want to give and to be free? Be mindful of that. اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم. And sometimes we have more of an attachment, more of a slavehood or slavery to wealth than to other things. إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا, loves to have and to keep wealth always. And therefore we do not attain the level of freedom through taqwa until we spend from that which we love most to keep. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. And those who are inclined to sell their nufus to free them, to sell them to Allah, to free them, and sell their wealth to Allah, to free them, are the mu'minun, because Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He who or she who is stripped of iman is too backward intellectually to be able to advance spiritually and civilizationally in that way. That's too far. It's too much. When it's too backward, intellectually, I surmise, and spiritually, to be able to be that advanced in the way he or she looks at his or her life. And تَشْتَرِيَ نَفْسَكَ وَمَالَكَ حَتَّى تَتَحَرَّرَ مِمَّا سِوَاهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That to sell these drives inside of me, nafsani drives inside of me, which include the drives of hoarding wealth and power, until I do that, I am not a free man or woman. The ultimate freedom. And thus, the next one, Allah says in Surah As-Saffat, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. After Allah Azza wa Jal recounts to us briefly the essence of the story and the message of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and how he strove patiently and forbearingly to communicate the divine message to his people, and how solid he was in his faith, in his iman, and how steadfast he was in his communication and in his delivering of the divine message. Allah says to us, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ أي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ سَيْدِنَا نُوحِ. And of the people of Nuh, Shia are those who belong to the same party, to the same ideological party or religious party or political party or faith party. In other words, a group of people who share the same principles and values and ideals. They are your Shia. That's the Shia of Sayyidina Nuh. Now, Sayyidina Ibrahim is the Shia of the Shia of Sayyidina Nuh, meaning that is, it's the same way in the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the steadfastness, in the solidity in faith, in the perseverance and patience despite the odds against him, He continued, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, to simply live for the Divine Azza wa Jal, in which of course is all his ultimate happiness and freedom in this dunya before even the hereafter in Akhirah. So he tells us about that. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمَ. Beginning. First of all, he belongs to this category of muwahidun, to this category of those who affirm the divine oneness and those who strive ethically and morally to, inshallah ta'ala, live a life consistent with that tawheed. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمَ, and strive to communicate that. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And now this is an explanation why he is of the Shia of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. For he came, or as he came to his Lord. 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 Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a geographical location in space-time to go to him? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah be exalted. He's the creator of space and time as we know them. So this ja'a ata rabbahu in what sense? Biqalbin. Ja'a rabbahu biqalbin. The means of his coming to his Lord is the heart. He came to his Lord with a heart. He moved inside of him. There is no physical motion or physical change of location to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The motion, the change was inside of his heart. And he moved and he moved and he moved and he arrived ultimately in that qalb, in that qalb. He arrived to a condition called the condition of Salim Qalb. Ata Rabbahu, Ja'a Rabbahu bi Qalbin Salim. This is how we go to Allah. How do you approach Allah? How do you come closer to Allah? Where is your heart? Your emotions inside of you, your attachments inside of you, what are they to? What are they for? For eating, drinking, copulating, sleeping, having fun, self-admiration, power, recognition, fame, celebrity, or what? Or inside of you, the attachments is the divine. The divine. Inside of you. How does that improve regularly? Are you walking or are you steadfast or are you walking back? Am I improving? Excuse me, in what I feel inside of me, in my relationship, and therefore this feeling of connectedness, attachment, love, reverence to Allah Azza wa Jal. You say to each other, are you close to me? Are we close friends? Are we close friends? What does close friends mean? Means are you close physically? That's what it means, close friends? We're close friends. That's not what it means. We're close friends, meaning what? We have like attributes. What you are inside, I'm almost the same inside. We always agree in the way we feel, in the way we think. Yours and mine are the same. Oh, they're so close to each other. Close to Allah with your qalb. Where is your qalb? Are the characteristics that you harbor inside of you clean or unclean? merciful, compassionate, caring, fair, just, benevolent, wise, forbearing, patient, generous, magnanimous, courageous, brave, forgiving? Or are they the opposite of all of that? In the first case, that's how you are closer to Allah. In addition to feeling it, feeling that attachment, that hub love, that drive inside of you emotionally, experientially, of love for Him. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He came to his Lord, and what is moving? The heart, through the phases of the change in the hearts. بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, until the qalb is salim. In the Arabic language, salim, you all know salim. Do we have a name salim here? Salim versus salim. From Silm. Salim is a person who is safe and clean and so on and so forth. You say, I went out of this terrible challenge, Salim, kharajtu salima. I was in this conflict, alhamdulillah, I exited from that conflict, Salim. In other words, safe, unscathed. Salim is much more than that, is a hyperbole in language. It means not sometimes, but I'm always like that, constantly like that. Salim, ala wazni fa'il. Fa'il versus fa'il. Alim, alim. وهكذا. Salim, in other words, a person whose heart is constantly in the right condition. No shirk in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والعياذ بالله. سليم من الشرك. From associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intellectually, dialectically, philosophically, academically, ideologically, and most importantly, experientially. Safin min ash-shirk, la yushriku billah. Inside of my qalb, there is no attachment for other than Allah at the expense of Allah Azza wa Jal. Never. Otherwise, it is shirk or a form of shirk, minor or major. Subtle or obvious. Salimun min ash-shirk. Second, salimun min al-afat. Salim from, again, the other ailments of the hearts. Salim from grudges, from hate, from anger, from kibr, arrogance, from delusion of ghurur. Salim from the many, many, as you know, feelings and emotions and internal negative energies that we have. Violent envy, that some of you call sometimes jealousy. Violent envy, al-hasad. Salim from at-tama, covetousness and want to have and want to have more and more without sharing and giving. Simply it's about me and I want more and I want more. Greed, miserliness. Salim from those. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Fahada Ibrahim alayhi salam ja'a rabbahu biqalbin salim. As Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, those who ultimately will be safely in the divine company are those who come to Him, as Allah says, with the qalb that is salim. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except those who will come to Allah with a qalb that is salim. And here is Ibrahim before he dies, still living,
جاء ربه بقلب سليم، إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم. He came to his Lord in his relationship with his Lord سبحانه وتعالى. In his relationship with Allah سبحانه وتعالى, his قلب, he must have worked hard. And ultimately the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal came sincere, clean, unpretentious. Does not cover what he is or is not. Does not use tangents to describe what he is and what he is not. Do not claim something to be of him when he is not. Weakness or strength. جاء ربه بقلب سليم. Salim from pretensions. Salim from claims. And salim from what we said before also. جاء ربه بقلب سليم. With صدق. Came to his Lord with صدق, with honesty, with sincerity, with truthfulness. جاء ربه بقلب سليم. He did not come to his Lord trying, for example, to justify the condition in which he or she is, in this case, in which he was, alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever the condition was, he's not one who justifies, I did that because this. In other words, we rationalize sometimes the mistakes we commit so that they don't appear to be mistakes. In other words, no, we did that because there was a reason to do that, so you should accept that. That's not qalbun salim. I should come bankrupt from allegations, from rationalizations, from intellectualizations of what I am and what I do and what I have done. Qalbun salim. Simply, like imagine a newborn child. The beauty of a newborn child, the beauty in a child is this, innocence. Salama, until the child is taught and learns, unfortunately, through parents and through the environment, to be unclean, to be not innocent anymore. The child is innocent. Child doesn't know how to lie, doesn't lie. Child doesn't deceive. A child doesn't express in the pain or the joy in opposite way. No, he doesn't know. It's like, as you say, it's a white page. Qalbun salim. You come to Allah without pretensions. Is ja'a rabbahu biqalbin salim. And he said before, inni zahibun ila rabbi. Later, inni zahibun ila rabbi. And Allah tells us, this before he tells us when Ibrahim said that. So this is, I think, in my opinion, something very beautiful. Allah tells us about Sayyidina Ibrahim that he came to his Lord with a salim heart before he tells us how he came to his Lord with a salim heart. In which conditions? At the moment when that happened. جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Now when you come to your Lord with a qalb salim, Allahumma ja'alna minhum, may Allah help us be that way. We're learning, alhamdulillah, to develop a desire at least, and to develop hopefully the momentum, inshallah ta'ala, to walk. May Allah azza wa jal help us. And Allah continues to tell us, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ أَئِفْكًا آلِهَةً دون الله تريدون فما ظنكم برب العالمين فنظر نظرة في النجوم فقال إني سقيم فتولوا عنه مدبرين فرغ إلى آلهتهم فقال ألا تأكلون ما لكم لا تنطقون
فرغ عليهم ضربا باليمين فأقبلوا إليه يزفون قال أتعبدون ما تنحتون والله خلقكم وما تعملون قالوا ألقوه في الجحيم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى saves him فجعلناهم الأسفلين until he says سبحانه وتعالى and then after that which I'm not going to comment about the incident where he عليه الصلاة والسلام approached his people and told them about the ugliness of what they are doing in وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ serving and worshipping idols. And then he did what he did and Allah saved him from what he saved him from the fire. يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمِ فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ And then now he says after that وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَى رَبِّي وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَى رَبِّي And before this moment, it is at this moment when Sayyiduna Ibrahim says, I am going to my Lord. Before this incident, Allah already introduces us, Ibrahim alayhi salam, by saying what? He came to his Lord with a qalb salim. إِجَّاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ When did that begin? Later in the account. قال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين. Now imagine what he went through of all those difficulties and hardships in da'wah and put in the fire to be burnt at the stakes. And he does not doubt Allah Azza wa Jal. He does not doubt, he does not accuse Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is God doing this to me? I am his messenger. I'm communicating his message. And these people are abusing me. And then I've been patient with all of that. Now they're putting me in the fire to burn me. Why? No, he doesn't do that. That's why, says Allah, from the beginning, before the story, جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ It's a heart that is free from all of that. Because it is said in the accounts, even when Jibreel alayhi salam, when he was put in the wood before the fire was lit, or as the fire was lit before it reaches him, Jibreel alayhi salam is sent to him and asks him, do you need anything from me? May I help you? Imagine that. May I help you? What? May I help you? It's like, may I help you? The answer is, no, from you I don't need anything. I don't need anything from you. Allah, imagine. This is Ibrahim, qalbun salim. From you, I don't need anything. Minka, la. From you, no. Even at that moment, what he went through, his tawheed, the unicity and the uniqueness of his attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. Even at that level, جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ Now, after all of that, Allah saves him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the moment where he has given up. خلاص, this is, I'm going to be burned. For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because he was not told by Allah that I'm going to save you. So just wait, don't worry. No, the Anbiya also go through their trials, their pain, their hurt. They go through that through their bashariyah,
That's why they are who they are. Not because they knew everything from the beginning. They go and they're subject to the pain of Bashariyah, to the pain of being human and going through the tests. And that's why they are also mu'minun. They are believers by choice. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is saved. And then after that, he says, Inni zahibun ila rabbi sayahdeen. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to my Lord. He will guide me. Those incidents of the da'wah to his people was in the land of Ur in modern day Iraq. Then he moved also physically to modern day Sham, Palestine. But his motion was to my Lord, not to the space, to the place where my Lord ordered me to go. That's a different issue. Inni dhahibun ila Rabbi. I am going to my Lord with his qalb. All my qalb, all the energies of my qalb, all the positive energies of my qalb, including the energy to persevere, the energy to be patient, the energy to be forbearing, which are the most important and the most valuable types of positive energies we need in our troubled time. And in our times of hardships, whether family hardships, economic hardships, other social hardships, or political hardships, or spiritual hardships, or any hardships. We need this energy of sabr and hilm. May Allah help us. May Allah help us. Of patience and perseverance and forbearance. Inni dhahibun ila Rabbi. With those types of positive drives and energies. He's not a complainer. He's not one who complains and yishtaki wa yishtaki wa yishtaki. No. قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي مَقَامُ يعني مَقَامُ الْغَايَة in this case Allah عز وجل ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي this maqam because the objective is the Lord then the way I go is to be consistent with the aim to which I am going and therefore if I'm going to Allah The aim is Allah. The way of going to Allah should be very noble inside of me. I should go with courage, with patience, with forbearance, with humility, with humbleness, with trust, with generosity. And not one who is always complaining about what she doesn't have or he doesn't have or why me or why. إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ He will guide me. He will guide me inside of me. إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ Now note this, subhanAllah. This is his desire, this is his wish, and then he makes a dua, makes a supplication. رَبِّي هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ رَبِّي هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ At this point, I think you can look at it this way. The statement, إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي I'm going to my Lord. At this point, column, what's going to come next is how Allah is going to guide him, it seems. Because Allah begins to tell us a story after he makes the prayer, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ Then Allah begins to tell us. In other words, this is how his hidayah is going to take place. This special hidayah, because he's already a Mahdi at the level of Iman, of course. But now this is going to be something very, very special. The guidance to the very special, most special of stations of nearness to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it going to happen? We will see that inshallah ta'ala next and the lessons we draw from that pertaining to our own selves inshallah ta'ala. We take our short recess here and we resume in about 7 minutes.